defensive elements. Examples of what a real fortress was like in medieval times can be seen throughout the Belvaire Castle. Located in the exterior walls, the narrow, elongated openings called loopholes or arrow slits are typically medieval. Projectiles could be fired from these small rectangular and vertical slits, cut away at an oblique angle on the inside, with no danger of injury from the enemy positioned outside. Arrow slits first appeared in the 12th century and became widespread during the 13th century. Many of the fortifications' blind spots, which until then could only be defended from above, were eliminated thanks to this solution. The machicolations in the castle keep and over the main entrance were also used to both observe and attack the enemy. From these points, they could shoot arrows, darts, stones and other blunt objects, and even pour hot sand or boiling water. All these original defensive elements were supplemented with a complete collection of the castle's military weapons. We have a detailed knowledge of these from several inventories conducted in the mid-14th century. The entire arsenal used to defend Belvaire in the event of siege shows a remarkable number of crossbows, the weapon most used at the time. Pyramid-shaped projectiles were used as crossbow ammunition. Other less aggressive weapons to be found in Belvaire Castle were iron spears and darts. The latter, shorter than the spears, were also thrown by hand. The body armour and defensive weapons used by the castle defenders included iron breastplates, iron helmets with tin coifs underneath for head protection, gorgets of tin or linen to cover the entire neck, and canvas and linen doublets for body protection. Much of this armament was kept in what was known as the Weapons Tower.